Oh, yeah, I've occupied my time. In regards to Alinco radios, yeah, I actually have an Alinco mobile in my work vehicle, and I am quite happy with it. Nice large display, color display, and full 70 watts on VHF and UHF. It took me probably about a week of research to finally get the Alinco. A friend of mine has a Yaesu, so I like it. I like the Alinco. Serves me quite well. Yes, my ball thing serves me quite well. The other two radios I was talking on before are older Alinco HTs. They do the job.
Well, having the power to be able to get through, they say, use a minimum power to do what you need to do, and sometimes the HT, you have to maximize that. But yeah, for the Yaesu radios I got, my most recent one is the 991A. Like that radio a lot. And I've been using that for the hidden transmitter hunts as well. Been very useful. And then also we got a satellite rig, Yaesu 847. And my HF rig is a Yaesu FD890. So yeah, got plenty of Yaesu rigs sitting around. though I do miss my ICOM 706 Mark IIG. I had that for a mobile radio for a long time, and then unfortunately, I don't know how moisture got into the doggone thing, but I had changed vehicles to a pickup truck for a short period of time, and I mounted it behind the bench seat, and for whatever reason, moisture got in there, and I don't think the cab was well sealed, and I think that's maybe what ended up happening. So I'm not a big fan of pickup trucks. I like my SUVs where they're definitely well sealed and keep the moisture out. So that was a disappointment on that. So I was going to try to find a newer version with the color display when that happened. And unfortunately, I just didn't... they weren't making it anymore. So I was like, oh, that was a big disappointment. And I like the idea of the detachable head off of the radio, and then you can put the rig in the, you know, behind your driver's seat, you know, and just run the control cable up there. And I just mounted it right above, or should I say behind, the steering wheel on the dash. And so you could be looking down the road and looking at your radio screen, and turn the knob where you're not looking down, you know, towards the floor underneath between the two seats there, you know, anywhere down there. Keep your eyes facing forward down the road. So I always thought that was a more preferable place to mount the display. And so I missed that. Back to you there, KC8KJO, KB0DCO.